Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, look, he's back with us this afternoon. He's a television star. He's a radio star. He's also now Keith Olbermann's best friend. Is that true, Scott Jennings?
That guy has completely lost his mind. It's amazing. As a teenager, this guy gave me the sports news, and now he's trying to kill me. It's really a surreal situation with that lunatic.
You know, the thing is, you know, I'm a little older than you. He once used to be very entertaining, and a lot of us did like him when we were following sports. He's been unhinged for years, but for people who did not, you know, catch this yesterday, he basically said there were some exchanges that were made on the, you know, the Jimmy Kimmel stuff, and he said, "You're next, MF-er." Right. And then there was something else that was said. Now, he goes out there and he apologizes. But there's screen captures and all this stuff. I think you tweeted it and CC'd Cash Patel. Right.
I did. But I have to say, I saw his apology. And honestly, it looked like it had been written by someone other than Keith Olbermann. Maybe somebody with a law degree. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because there was definitely a threat. But look, in the aftermath of all this with Charlie Jennings, I don't know. I've missed the last couple of nights on your panel. But, you know, here, let me just play this. I know you've heard it. Fox has been playing it. CNN's been playing. Maybe, I don't even know if they play stuff like this, the Gestapo stuff.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
So Nazi, authoritarian Gestapo, and then they're surprised when something like that happens yesterday morning in Dallas.
Well, not only are they surprised, it's worse. They then blame Donald Trump, or they blame people on the right for these kinds of attacks on ICE agents. I heard Hillary Clinton on television yesterday saying, well, it's too bad the right has done this. It's not the right. It's the left, and it's elected people on the left. Democratic officials in Washington have normalized this kind of language, and guess what? People are taking it to heart. They're writing the messages on the bullets, and then you have media outlets and other supposed analysts saying, well, we may never know the motive. No, I think we know it, Mark. I think we know the motives. They're pretty clearly communicating to us that we are radicalized, we are on the left, and we are tired of talking, and we're ready to start shooting, and that's what's happening.
Have you had a defense on the CNN panel of the rhetoric, that specific rhetoric? Because they always want to flip it right to Trump. Well, Trump says bad things too, right? So it's
yes.
Yeah.
The defense is, it's not bad. I saw Jasmine Crockett. We put her on the air right before Charlie Kirk's funeral on Sunday, and they played her own comments to her, Dana Bash did, and she said, is this kind of language, you know, problematic? She said, no, it's not problematic, because it's true. I mean, she doubled down on it. And so not only are they no shame in this, they think it's great, and they take no responsibility for this, and the media promotes it, and they continue to do it, and I guess that's what their radical base wants to hear, but it's really irresponsible.
Well, and that's where the media narrative aspect of this plays a very important role. Look, you even have polling from this week that showed that a lot of these people out there, the Democrats feel, and thanks to Jimmy Kimmel and others who have fueled this, that it was a kid to the right of MAGA that shot, you know, Charlie 2 weeks ago. It's unbelievable that people still, I still see people who are columnists at these publications posting stuff like that, things on Twitter. And what Jimmy Kimmel said last week played into that whole narrative. He didn't correct that. You know, he went on there. The one thing that I was certain of, and it was an easy call, is that he was going to cry a couple of nights ago. But he obviously doesn't apologize for anything, and he's going to keep going at, you know, he's a mean-spirited guy, Jennings. And, you know, I used to think he was kind of funny. But if you follow his monologues and some of the stuff he says about Trump and Republicans, it's mean. It's dialed-up rhetoric that's dangerous like we're talking about.
It's mean, and it's often just completely utter garbage. It's nonsense. It's false. They make things up. But the reason they do it is because they live inside such a bubble. They know that if they say, well, this shooter was actually MAGA, the people that listen to that live in the same bubble, and they'll just take it as the news, as the gospel, as the truth, and then they never come down from it. This is the great tactic of the left. They have a real ability to program their people almost instantly with a narrative, and then the narrative for them never changes. They never come down from it. Russia stole the election. That is an article of faith among Democrats. This Gestapo language that you played, it is an article of faith among Democrats that federal law enforcement are kidnapping American citizens, which is not happening, by the way, not happening at all. But they have a real ability to program their people inside their bubble. The narrative takes hold, and you can never get them to climb down from it. And then there's enormous pressure on all Democratic officials to join in, because you don't want to be the one guy saying, well, wait a minute, that was false. Or, well, hang on, maybe that wasn't quite true. You go to a Democratic event and say that, they'll boo you off the stage. So then you have to participate in the narrative, and it goes on and on.
Well, at least they have their chosen leader out there on her book tour, Kamala, you know, talking like it is, Scott, being honest, like she had been during the campaign. This is very entertaining,
Reardon,
isn't it?
Reardon, the fact that the standard bearer of the Democratic Party is openly admitting to violating the civil rights of Pete Buttigieg and discriminating against him for being gay, a gay American, is shocking. It is shocking to me, because all I heard was that Donald Trump was going to be hostile to gay people and gay rights. Now we have a gay Treasury Secretary, but you can't even get on the Democratic ticket in this country if you're gay, if Kamala Harris is around running things, because she'll discriminate against you. It is a shocking revelation.
You know, she's doing friendly outlets, there's no doubt, but she still looks lost out there and confused about the things that she wrote in her own damn book.
Yeah, well, lost and confused, that should have been the name of the book, because that really explains most of her campaign and most of what she does publicly. The problem with Harris has always been this: in an unscripted format, like an interview, she is a complete walking disaster. Whether it's a friendly, whether it's unfriendly, it's a total disaster. And you look inside this book, some of the things that she has said, it is crazy to me that she put this stuff down on paper. And so I don't know what she's planning for the future. But if Democrats want to do this again, be my guest. I'm fully for it. I think we ought to rerun Kamala Harris in 28, and we'll have J.D. Vance and other Republicans as far as the eye can see.
So I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but that speech that Trump gave, I wish people were focusing more on the content of it, because it was quite something when you hear the messaging in there. I don't know what you think about the escalator and the teleprompter. I do know this, that it would have been shocking and horrifying to see Joe Biden up there if that damn thing went out a year ago when he's given a speech like that. But any shenanigans you think going on at the UN, Scott?
Look, this is pure speculation on my part. I've seen no evidence, and I know nothing official. I don't know that I've ever seen or heard of an escalator just stopping like that.
Right.
With somebody, I mean, it would be amazing if that were a coincidence and not some kind of shenanigans. Teleprompter, not sure. I know the White House Communications Office does deal with the teleprompters when the president speaks somewhere. But I have to say, given that there was reporting in at least one paper that employees at the UN were saying, oh, wouldn't it be funny if the escalator stopped when he got here and then they stopped? It's a pretty good thing that needs to be investigated, in my opinion.
You know what my favorite part of that was? And I don't know if anyone else has really highlighted. Man, Melania, it didn't stop her. She's like, okay, that's fine. That damn thing stopped. I'm going to charge right up the stairs. She didn't even hesitate. I love that.
But by the way, that is, I mean, think about when you are on an escalator or a moving sidewalk at an airport, if it is stopped, think about how like your brain,
it's disorienting
your body. Someone could have been injured and that's fine. If the United Nations wants to play ball that way, that's fine. You heard what Trump said to the UN in his speech. He's got no love for you either, but he told him the truth. He told him the truth. That organization is basically useless right now. And the countries who are inside of it are basically useless and they're ruining their own cultures right now, and Trump told him the truth, in my opinion.
Scott Jennings back with us. His radio show is going to air tonight on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll get a preview of that in a minute, but I got to ask you, I think I saw you tweet about this. You're doing a series, and I don't know if this is sort of in podcast form, you tell me, Investing in America, where you're featuring some of the best and brightest American business leaders.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
That's right. It's called Investing in America, and we're not going to do it every day, but every so often, I'll bring on a CEO whose company I think is investing in America, be it, you know, some new technology, a big expansion, but really, you know, saying we're betting on America. We're long on America. And the first one was with a nuclear laser technology company that's got really interesting things going on. The next one is going to be the CEO of Philip Morris International, Stacey Kennedy. That'll be coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we've got a few others in the hopper. But really, I think businesses that are long on America ought to be applauded for it, and we ought to hear about it. And that's the kind of people you want to highlight, because they believe in our future, and that means they believe in American workers, and that's who I'm going to talk to.
Your radio show airs at 8 p.m. weeknights on 97.1 FM Talk. What are we going to hear tonight?
Tonight, talk to Congressman Mike Lawler of New York. He's in one of the most targeted congressional districts in the country. We talked about the government shutdown, Democrats driving us toward a government shutdown. We talked about the president's changing opinion on the Ukraine-Russia war. We talked a little bit about the attack on ICE agents going on around the country. So Lawler, in my opinion, is one of the most talented and interesting congressmen, and I was glad to have him, and you'll hear that tonight at 8 o'clock.
So you're getting dangerously close here, dude, to this book coming out. It's going to be here before you know it, isn't it?
Yep, November the 18th. The book is at the printer, and I have recorded the audio version, and the book tour is being planned. And yes, we're on the brink of hitting the road to sell the book.
We have not locked something down here in St. Louis. We still have to do that. I'm working with Scott has people now, so I'm working with his people, and we'll hopefully be able to announce something soon. Listen, thanks for joining us. Have a great week. We'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.